Hello, I'm Aaron Turner with another moment of meditation. This morning I read Psalm 23:1, which says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." I meditated on this verse by breaking it down into three parts and meditating on each part. So here are my thoughts. The first one is the Lord. This speaks of self-existence. I noticed that the word is in all caps. This translates the word Yahweh, which is God's eternally self-existent name. He is the eternally self-existent one who needs nothing or no one, but who is the source of everything and everyone. I also noticed that definite article "the" is before it, meaning he is the only person in the universe who is the eternally self-existent source of everyone and everything. There is only one true God. It is the person that David says is his shepherd. That brings us to the second phrase, "is my shepherd." This speaks of sureness. David did not say, "I hope" or "I think." He simply said, "is." This also speaks of submission, which implies trust and humility. The implication is, I need a shepherd. I am a dumb sheep who cannot adequately make my way in life. I need a shepherd, and I trust the eternally self-existent one to be my shepherd. I follow him, and I depend on him. That brings us to the last phrase, "I shall not want." This speaks of supply. David had the peace of knowing that because the self-existent one was his shepherd, he was going to be well supplied with everything he would ever really need in all of this life. In these days of shortages and uncertainty, it's wonderful to realize that the one who is the source of all things is truly our shepherd. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this, please consider sharing it with others and check out my website at meditationsandmusic.com.